Washing my mother's hair. 1. My mother's nightly ritual, sitting on the floor in front of the hallway mirror, a wet comb, the right amount of hair. She ropes a plastic pink curler into her scalp, locks it into a forced curl. I watch, ask her to put a few in my hair, which she does. 2. My mother lost all her hair to chemo in one night. She left on my voicemail. It all came out, even my eyelashes. I look like a space alien. When I saw her, everything in me screamed horror. I hid it deep in my core so it wouldn't taint my smile. I replied, "You look beautiful. It'll grow back, healthier, softer." I stroked her head as if it were a newborn's. 3. My mother couldn't deal with the wig. It itched, left red sores. She left it at home with the exercise bike she never used. We went grocery shopping. She, bald, but with lipstick and her floral turquoise dress. The grocery boy stared, stared, stared. My fist hardened, nails digging into my palm, ready to break his teeth. My mother paid no mind, loaded the brown paper bags into the trunk. 4. When I came home at the end of summer, I didn't know she would die in 3 months, even though she coughed through the night, slept most of the day, didn't leave the house. Blood-soaked paper towels littered the floor next to her bed. 5. She asked me to help her wash her hair in the sink. I didn't believe she couldn't do it. Mothers can do everything. And like a spoiled teenager who thought she'd have her mother forever, I huffed like a brat, like I had somewhere to be, like she was asking me to take out the trash in the middle of my favorite TV show. She arched over the sink. I dumped cold water over her head, which made her scream, "You're being so rough." I globbed on the shampoo, rinsed, threw her the towel. I didn't know that you would die so soon. I didn't know. 6. I keep my hair long almost 20 years later, and if only to do so in this poem, I return to our kitchen and embody a 4-star salon, give her a warm towel for her face, lean her head back, massage lavender shampoo into her hair, or maybe it would be sandalwood or rosemary. I work my fingers over her scalp in gentle infinite circles, lather all my love, all my shame, all my longing to have her back, and then rinse it clean.